Connects Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A spokesman for New York Attorney General Letitia James says a federal subpoena represents a weaponization of the justice system. This subpoena covers James' civil fraud case against President Trump and a separate case she brought against the NRA, the purpose to see if the civil rights of either side were violated. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains what's next.
In theory, the attorney general could try to go to court to quash them. I would imagine that that's what her attorney, Abby Lowell, will try to do at the outset. We'll see how far the case actually goes. There had been no complaint during the trial by the president that his civil rights were being violated.
Today, the president will host the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House. The two sides will sign a peace treaty to end decades of conflict, but no end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, despite today's deadline from President Trump for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's new budget will cut taxes but increase fees. That's according to a new report from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Their analysis shows Wisconsinites will get a tax break of $1.5 billion, a major priority for Republicans. Spending will rise in education, child care, the UW system, and transportation. Those are big priorities for the Evers administration. Even with those tax cuts, though, Wisconsinites will pay more in fees, $180 million more. Of course, this is all just when it comes to state taxes and fees, not local ones. More and more school districts are asking their residents to increase their taxes via referendum to fill gaps in state education funding, meaning people are still paying more. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says this budget focuses on the here and now, and the next budget in 2 years will be a difficult one. And if you heard sirens earlier today, it was just a test. Normally across Wisconsin, officials test storm sirens on the first Wednesday of every month. But when authorities went to go test Dane County's warning system a couple days ago, it didn't work. Emergency management staff say they're confident the sirens are operating just fine, although they're still trying to figure out what caused that failure on Wednesday. There are 144 warning sirens across Dane County. And Ride the Drive is this weekend. The annual event is meant to highlight healthy living for people in Madison. People can walk, run, or bike almost 2.5 miles of streets downtown. There will be food, activities, and prizes. There's even a bike obstacle course, a bike parade, and a station for bike safety checks. The event will take over Olin Park, Law Park, and McPike Park. On Sunday, John Nolan Drive will be closed from the Olin Park area up to Willie Street, and part of Willie Street will be closed too. Ride the Drive is from 10 to 2 on Sunday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers preseason underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Aaron Mosby made the team last year as a linebacker. Does he feel pressure to make the cut this year?
There's always pressure when you're trying to make a 53-man roster. That's just anyone in the league. It can go for anyone. So it's a little bit of pressure, but at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing it since we were little kids. So you just go out there, you know, try to have fun with it. Try to do your best and try to make a splash play here and there.
College football. The Badgers hold their final practice at UW-Platteville Saturday night before moving back to Madison. Baseball. The Brewers and the Mets in Milwaukee. First baseman Andrew Vaughn continues to hit home runs every series.
Vaughn is unbelievable. Three times on base. One time he just circled the bases. He's been special both offensively, defensively. Vaughn, Collins, and Perkins. They're the three that you got to look at. And Sal, those are great performances by those four.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, but that could create some risky swimming out on the lakes. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens and our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins me for Bar Band Friday Night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, just a quick reminder as we start this hour, the tickets to the KPFT, our Houston affiliate, our Houston Pacifica affiliate, the soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and my book signing session, will be at the Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church, August 9th, Saturday, are available now. And you can see the details on my Facebook page or at kpft.org, I believe. So, a fine time will be had by all this weekend. The art of the cover-up, Trump, Epstein, and the secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter. We're discovering now that the sacred scepter is how Donald Trump refers to his whatever you call that. You know what I'm talking about here. It turns out now that, they're talking about, they've got this tape, apparently video and audio, of Ghislaine Maxwell being interviewed by Todd Blanche for 2 days. And apparently she's saying, Donald Trump never had anything to do with young girls. I don't know anything about that. About Bill Clinton, yes, of course. Bill Gates, oh, yeah, the Democrats were all over those little things, those young girls. But, Donald Trump, no, he's a gentleman. He would never, we don't know for sure what the tape says, but what we do know is that Ghislaine has been moved into a minimum security, it's not even a prison. I mean, the fence that surrounds the facility is like the fence on for your backyard. It's just a 5-6 foot high chain link fence. Anybody could jump it if they wanted, which is kind of the problem, because there might be people who want to, really harm Ghislaine. And another reason why she should probably be at a facility with a little more security. But, this facility, by the way, trains dogs. And they train dogs like for police departments and things. And so apparently she's now a puppy trainer. And they have yoga classes for the women who are there every morning. She's taking the yoga class. So all of this suggests that there is, a massive cover-up on its way. And I think it's important to remember that, when Nixon wanted to break into the Democratic headquarters in the Watergate Hotel leading up to the election of whatever it was, I don't recall if this was 68 or 72, when Nixon had the Watergate burglars, most of these guys, by the way, veterans of the Bay of Pigs, and also a couple of them involved in the Kennedy assassination. But when Nixon, wanted these guys to break in, apparently because he believed they had something, the Democrats had information about Nixon's sabotaging the Vietnam peace talks in 68. In other words, the treason he had committed. When he authorized that break-in, it wasn't the break-in that took him down. I mean, if he had just said, oh, yeah, you know, I told him to go ahead and break into the DNC, you know, he would have gotten a lot of crap for it. But he probably wouldn't have had to resign. But it was the cover-up that took him down. It was the tapes. It was all the things, you know, that he was saying in secret. It was basically the cover-up. Bill Clinton wasn't impeached because he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky or any of the other women that he was alleged to have had affairs with. He was impeached because he lied under oath. You know, that provoked Ken Starr to produce this 100-plus page report with all this salacious detail in it. By the way, we'll see nothing like that coming out of the out of the Maxwell Epstein thing. Even Ronald Reagan, you know, he escaped the full weight of Iran-Contra by claiming that he didn't know that his campaign had negotiated a deal with the Ayatollahs in Iran to hold the hostages and screw Jimmy Carter. It's always the cover-up. The moment the lie collapses, this whole edifice of power begins to rot from the inside out. And here we are again. You know, Donald Trump is facing a story that he'd rather bury on a golf course like his first wife, Ivana. You know, just get out of the way here. Epstein whole thing is no longer a scandal. It's become an open wound. I mean, there are suicides, there's dead ends, there's sealed documents, there's missing logs. There's apparently terabytes, you know, thousands of gigabytes of video of and audio tapes and documents that were found. I mean, you know, we saw the pictures when they first raided Epstein's Florida house. I believe it was his Florida house. It might have been his New York house, actually, now that I think about it. But in any case, when they raided his house and they discovered this safe and this huge box filled with videotapes and audio tapes and CDs, and I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Where is all that stuff now? And so what's the Trump administration telling us they're going to share with us? Well, apparently they're debating right now whether or not to share or how much to share of Ghislaine's testimony to Todd Blanche. Now, Todd Blanche, of course, was Donald Trump's former criminal defense lawyer, who, by the way, lost his case. But, you know, and they're talking about releasing that. And they're talking about releasing the grand jury transcripts. Well, the grand jury, first of all, you know, they probably won't be able to release them because Ghislaine is appealing her case to the Supreme Court. And those transcripts are part of the record that, you know, if it's released, it's going to interfere with that process. But nonetheless, the grand jury testimony only had two witnesses, two FBI agents who testified, you know, to what they believed was going on. There's not a single bit of victim testimony. There's no, apparently, no testimony specifically about any of the Johns, the guys who, or the people that were being blackmailed. I mean, it's this very surface thing. And then we get this story from Lev Parnas. You know, Lev, he's got his own Substack newsletter now, and he's popping up on various podcasts and things. So Sean reached out to him last week to come on our program. And this is what he had to say yesterday. He said, I told you it was coming. And here it is. Trump has activated Comer. Now, here he's talking about House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, who has now subpoenaed Bill and Hillary Clinton to talk about Epstein, but hasn't subpoenaed Alex Acosta, you know, the guy who gave Epstein the sweetheart deal. And then Trump apparently paid him off by making him labor secretary. They haven't subpoenaed Melania Trump, who was introduced to Donald, apparently, by Epstein. And according to Epstein, the first time Donald and Melania ever had sex was on the Lolita Express on Epstein's jet. And they're certainly not subpoenaing Donald Trump, but they, you know, they want Bill Clinton. Yeah. So anyhow, back to Lev Parnas said. He said, I told you it was coming, and here it is. Trump has activated Comer. This is coordinated, calculated, the subpoenas, the oversight committee drama. It's all part of the show. And while the press focuses on the chaos, the real operation is happening behind closed doors at J.D. Vance's home. Now, this is the, you know, the new news, apparently, this week, that they're having emergency sessions at J.D. Vance's home. Now, I've been kind of suspicious of JD? You know, does he really want Donald to get out of the way so that he can become president? Is he sabotaging this effort, or is he actually leading it? Back to Lev Parnas, quote, they think they can get away with it. They think the Circus Act Congressman James Comer is rolling out, raving around subpoenas and distractions, is enough to keep the public entertained while they pull off one of the biggest cover-ups in American history, erasing Trump from the Epstein files like he was never there. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. You know, America is talking about Trump and this whole tough guy, populist, champion, innocent victim of witch hunts and all that. That's all kind of collapsing. And the cover-up, I mean, it's happening in broad daylight with Ghislaine Maxwell being moved to the, you know, the Let's Train Puppy Farm. You know, this isn't about sex. This is about power. And this is about what happens when people who are supposed to serve the public start lying. This is how the pattern always cracks, always. The lie gets too big, the system bends just far enough, the cover-up fails. And so we're waiting for a tape, for a transcript, and the predictable outrage that'll come when it's clear that Maxwell is now part of the cover-up, that she's in on the whitewash. So we'll see how it plays out, but it's always the cover-up.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. We'll be right back.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. With sinking approval ratings and the 2026 midterms looming, President Donald Trump asked Texas legislators to further gerrymander congressional maps and preserve a GOP advantage in the U.S. House. Sinking to the challenge, Democratic states are threatening to cheat in their states, too. States rarely redistrict mid-decade. Trump's unfavorable ratings reached 56% in a July 28th Economist YouGov poll, and with only a 219 to 212 GOP advantage in the U.S. House, Trump asked the Texas legislature for help. The GOP already has 25 of the state's 38 U.S. House seats, but July 30th, the legislature unveiled a map targeting Democratic districts in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and South Texas to gain an extra 5 GOP seats, according to the Texas Tribune. Ohio, another GOP-dominated state, is also redistricting, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested his state's congressional map may have, quote, defects that need to be remedied. Leaders in blue states, including California, Illinois, Maryland, and New York, have threatened to counteract gerrymandered GOP gains. While California Governor Gavin Newsom threatened, his state uses a constitutionally protected independent redistricting commission, as do six other blue states, making it harder to game the system. We have all our Redistricting Week reports at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now's the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511. To become a member, because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. Text Tom to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school.
He came down the escalator, hair like a flame, said he drained the swamp, but it stayed the same. Built a kingdom of gold on a scaffolding lie, now he's polishing statues while justice walks by. There's a woman in Texas who used to procure, now she's teaching puppies her conscience obscure. She whispered 2 days to the feds down Tallahassee, then got a room with Elizabeth Holmes and a smoothie. Secrets buried beneath the sacred scepter, where the lies get longer and the truth gets deader. No one's clean, some get clever. It's the art of the cover-up, baby, now more than ever. They say it's not the crime, it's the mop and the spin, the shredded notes, the winks, the grin. Tricky Dick had tapes, Bill had a cigar, Donnie's got a scepter buried not too far. Don't touch it without gloves, the legend goes, a germaphobe's wand with a trail of woes. But you can't bleach truth or redline guilt when a temple
This has the potential to be a genuine watershed moment for the Trump administration, because they're just playing this all wrong. The way that Trump is just doing everything he possibly can to distract us from this worries me. I mean, he just sent two nuclear submarines off the coast of Russia, or at least says he did. And in response to that, Dmitry Medvedev, Russia's kind of more or less number two
comes out and says, we're no longer respecting any previous agreements with regard to the use of nuclear weapons. Everything is on the table. We could use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. We could use tactical nukes against Europe. He went on to say also that if any American or European hardware is used to attack within Russia, they will consider that an attack from a NATO country, and they will attack that NATO country. Presumably on the assumption that Trump will not participate in a NATO response to Russia, or that NATO will be too afraid of starting World War III to fight back. Meanwhile, this week, Poland just adopted a Trumpy president. So they've got, a reasonable vice president, but Mr. Tusk, I believe. But now they've got this is the third European country now that's got a Trump-loving president. Along with Hungary and Slovakia. And, or is it Slovenia? No, it's Slovakia. And this has the potential to kick off World War III. And if the Chinese think that Trump is sufficiently weakened and that it becomes increasingly apparent that his cover-up efforts aren't working, they could, decide, hey, now's a great time to take Taiwan. Everybody's assuming that they're going to try and take Taiwan in 2027 based on the way that they're doing their military stuff. And, there's all this talk about it in back channels and whatnot. But, hey, they could speed that up. And that, of course, is still while Trump's in office. I mean, the whole idea is, well, he probably, we'll just cut a deal with him. We'll take Taiwan and we'll continue to let Taiwan sell stuff to the United States. And we'll make a large contribution to Donald Trump's retirement funds or something like that. They'll figure out a way to bribe him. He's open to bribes. I don't think he needs another 747. He got one as a $400 million bribe. What other bribes could China offer? I mean, last time they gave Ivanka, his daughter, millions or maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars worth of patents. What are they going to do for the Trump family this time around? I mean, the Saudis, they gave Ivanka's husband $2 billion to invest. I mean, it's like, where is this going to go? But my whole point of this is that this cover up, the old saying, the cover up is worse than the crime, that this cover up could have implications that go way beyond Donald Trump. And even way beyond J.D. Vance scheming to get rid of Trump or rubbing his hands with glee or, whatever he's doing. This could lead to world war. This could lead to another Great Depression if Trump thinks that some wild economic thing is going to get, what's he going to do to distract us next when this fails or when the Ghislaine tapes come out and they're obviously a joke?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have some thoughts on oligarchy on the other side of the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
Sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The weekend is almost here. We'll look at weekend activities across the state of Wisconsin and look at the news and the weird and wacky with Peter Apine of EPOM's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lakotere Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. And that goes for everything. I know weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lakes. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 88 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
I can also text if I wanted to. And
while you're driving your space car. Space car drives itself.
The space car does. It drives itself. Every once in a while, it'll tell you, please put your hands on the steering wheel. And think, well, why? Why drive yourself? A contradiction. But then I actually do put my hands on the steering wheel just for the hell of it.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, Pam Yonke returns with a report on what she did during her summer vacation.
And we'll blow the lid off why Trump was on the roof of the White House.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is.
And thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He stood in a mill with his red tie tied, told the boys in hard hats I'll stand and fight. But behind that grin and the photo flash was a deal with the devil and a payday stash. Steel was strong, but the truth is cold. He sold out the workers for a bar of gold. Laid off in Gary, gone in Duluth, while the billionaires laughed in their tailored suits. It's the great American terrorist scam, a fistful of promises, a smokescreen sham. Jobs fall down while the prices climb, and the ones that get rich are the friends of the crime. He said, I'm here to help, then he took what he can. That's the great American tariff scam.
Welcome back. So there's a kind of viral video going around of George Monbiot, who's a regular writer for the Guardian and a brilliant guy. I've corresponded with him before, and in fact, he's been on this program before. And he was referencing a book by Walter Scheidel, and it's called The Great Leveler. And this book is really a remarkable analysis of oligarchy and its impact on societies, not just small d democratic societies. And one of the things that Scheidel points out is that oligarchy is the default mode for organized societies throughout history. There, you know, whether it's the Mayans or the Incans or the second century Corinthians or the ancient Greeks or the Romans, the modern era. I mean, you name it. Eventually, as society, ancient Rome, as societies, complex societies become organized, wealthy people float to the top, basically, in terms of not just wealth, but they convert their wealth into political power, and they end up basically running things to the benefit of themselves and often to the detriment of everybody else. And this is called oligarchy, where you have a nation that is run of, by, and for rich people, which is where we're at right now. We haven't seen any... I mean, I would argue that there was some legislation that Joe Biden passed and the Democrats passed during the Biden presidency that benefited average people. In fact, there was some good legislation that did. But the vast majority of legislation that's been passed in the last 44 years since the Reagan Revolution has been exclusively to the benefit of the oligarchs, of the oligarchic class. And what Scheidel points out is that there's only four ways in history that oligarchy has been broken. And every single one of those ways, or several of those ways, by the way, we've seen in American history. There was the four ways are, number one, plague. And of course, the COVID pandemic, which was arguably a plague, not only did not break oligarchy in the United States, the American oligarchs became just about twice as rich within 3 or 4 years of 2020 as a result of the COVID virus and the shutdowns and the stock market crash and the buying opportunities and everything else. They became just about twice as rich as they were before. So it actually increased oligarchy in the United States. But anyhow, plague has historically broken oligarchy. It certainly did in the 13th century in Europe. All-out war can break oligarchy because it just destroys so much of a nation's infrastructure, consumes so much of a country's resources. The oligarchy in the United States that had formed during the Gilded Age was broken by World War II because you know, FDR put a 91% income tax on people, and it was a 98% income tax in the UK. It broke oligarchy in the UK as well. And that's why we had a middle class leading up until the 80s, was that, you know, the war had broken oligarchy. The third way is revolution. This is what we did in 1776. We were ruled by an oligarchy based out of England. The wealthy, you know, squires, the wealthy, the factotums, the those who served the king, the wealthy people who served the king, also basically ran America. And we rose up against that oligarchy and broke it. So that revolution is the third way. And the fourth way is the collapse of the state itself. And you saw this, for example, in Zimbabwe or in Uganda. When I was in Uganda, you know, even the rich people were wiped out when Idi Amin fled and the Ugandan state collapsed. So the question is, what's going to break oligarchy in the United States this time? If Scheidel is right, it has to be one of these four things. And we tried plague in 2020. That didn't work. We're not going to have a revolution. We did that in the 1770s, but there's really nobody to revolt against right now. The collapse of the state is pretty unlikely, which pretty much leads war. And, you know, I think it's entirely possible that Donald Trump is going to give us what we had in the 20s and 30s and 40s, which is, you know, an economic collapse followed by a world war. I would add, you know, economic collapse, and perhaps that's what he means by collapse of the state, that economic collapse could be a big thing to break oligarchy as well. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. But I would like to suggest that there might be a fifth way to break oligarchy that hasn't, you know, been heralded and might have happened in other countries in the past. And that is what we almost did with the We the People Act, you know, Senate Bill, House Bill 1, H.R. House Resolution 1, back in 2022 when Joe Biden was president. And we almost passed legislation reversing Citizens United, Citizens United being the, you know, one of the major drivers and sustainers, protectors of oligarchy in the United States. And we almost broke that, except that the oligarchs reached out to Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and said, you know, if you'll vote with the Republicans on this, and of course they owned all the Republicans already, the Republicans are the party of oligarchy, if you'll do this, we'll, you know, make sure that you're well rewarded, and I'm sure that they were. And they stabbed us all in the back. So, you know, the oligarchy actually became stronger as a result of that. Now you've got an oligarch as president. You've got 13 oligarchs in his cabinet, billionaire oligarchs in his cabinet. You've got oligarchs in Congress, people like Rick Scott worth hundreds of millions of dollars. So the question is, can we break oligarchy without a war, without a depression? And, you know, Scheidel would be very, if his book is any indication, would be very skeptical of that claim or of that possibility. But I'm hopeful. I think it's possible. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Don in Los Angeles. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I agree with you, what you're saying about Trump and economic collapse and war perhaps is a way out. I don't think it's going to happen for about a year and a half, though. And you had mentioned him sending nuclear submarines to the coast of Russia. And I don't think that's really going to materialize in a war right now. And the reason is I've been doing a deep dive into the Russia-Ukraine war lately to find out what's going on there. And ever since Trump and Vance and all them dressed down Zelensky at the White House, was it back in February or March, there's been a huge turnaround in the momentum of this war. And right now, Ukraine is on the verge of winning it outright because they've got the state of the nation of Russia practically paralyzed. They've almost destroyed all their nuclear bomber fleet.
Well, no, they didn't destroy almost all of them. They destroyed less than 10% of them. They destroyed a handful of them.
Well, it shook the nation a lot,
yes.
And they're having trouble with ATMs and other kinds of breakdowns. And they're starting to protest and rebel because they've lost a million men. And They had a huge offensive on July the 27th that cost $350 million. That was a complete rout. They just fell into a big trap. And so one thing after another has happened.
But see, that in my mind, and I largely agree with your analysis, Don, but in my mind, that makes Putin even more dangerous. I mean, you know, these guys, when they're on their back foot, that's when they represent the greatest risk of doing something irrational.
Yeah, the elites in Russia are really divided about this now, and he's in danger of his own life, and it is very volatile. But the thing is that from Trump's angle, he's very embarrassed by all this because he's always been in the tank for Putin ever since this war started. He said so outright, and he gave him 50 days to kind of finish the job, just like Netanyahu with Gaza, you know. But he hasn't been able to make any gains, and so he realizes that Zelensky is about ready to win this, and he has to do something to intervene to get a peace deal that will salvage some leverage over Ukraine, because Ukraine will get all their territory back. He won't get a thing, won't get his peace prize, and Putin will still be in the mix if he can do this, because he'll just tell the world that you've got to have a peace deal when they're on the verge of actually winning.
Yeah, the problem is he doesn't know how to do this. And he's got Steve Witkoff, who's a real estate billionaire, not a professional statesman. You know, the guy has no experience whatsoever negotiating with Vladimir Putin, who is, you know, a lifelong KGB agent, a master negotiator, a master manipulator. Witkoff is like, it's like a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah. Well, it is kind of.
I'm not real optimistic here, Don.
His approach is, no, I'm not either. I don't think it's a threat right now, but it will be eventually, I think. But yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah. My concern. Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at the possibility of a country's leader doing irrational things because they've been backed into a corner, that could be Trump with regard to the Maxwell and Epstein possible revelations, particularly if they release some of the tapes of Maxwell saying, oh, no, Donald Trump never did anything. He was wonderful. That Bill Clinton, though, he was a dog, you know. And even Trump's followers are going to know that that's BS. Although maybe it'll work. I don't know. Fox News hasn't mentioned Epstein basically at all in about a week, maybe a week and a half, ever since Trump, you know, asked them not to.
And not surprising.
Yeah, and so for an awful lot of Trump's followers, the whole Epstein thing has now just kind of faded into the background.
That was their strategy,
ignored it all. That absolutely
was their strategy. But, you know, Christian talk radio here, they're just ignoring the issue. They're not even talking about it.
Which is exactly what Fox is doing, and I think that you're going to see that right across the spectrum. So, you know, that takes some pressure off Trump, I suppose, but the mainstream media is not letting go of it. So we'll see how it plays out. Don, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you. Our number, 202-808-9925. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. We'll be right back. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it.
Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. 5-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Shop Burlo Mattress's Mega Mattress Sale. Get additional savings on top of our factory direct pricing. That's double the savings on your new mattress. Hurry in and get savings on top of savings during Burlo's Mega Mattress Sale. Wake up. Sleep better. Burlo.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, be part of a historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Prize Peace Prize winner, the former president of Poland, one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. You can register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead, and democracy is being tested, freedoms are under pressure, and the world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's great turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now to hear Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner and former president of Poland. Historyexplorer.com.
Trump University burned out, foundation beaten and undone. Mob money in the tower. Bezos whispers with Cohn. Casino's secrets, Trump and Epstein. Shadows where the darkness shone. From hush money storm to a coup attempt, he weaponized the courts and democracy was bent. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy number one? He tore our justice down, made law the loaded gun. With every tweet and pardon, the rule of law undone. Is Donald Trump America's public enemy?
Tariff pass. Yeah, well, he certainly has broken enough laws. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well. I'll give you, you mentioned the $1 billion boondoggle of an Air Force One that we received earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, I read a piece in the New York Times that Trump diverted $950 million from the nuclear, from the military. I forget the budget. Yeah, I know it's the Pentagon budget.
It's the program to maintain our nuclear weapon stockpile.
Yeah, to clean them up, though. This was
exactly
to clean up the, to clean it up.
Yeah.
So so he diverted it. So then last week I saw now in South Carolina, officials found a radioactive wasp nest at a facility that was formerly a nuclear dump. So,
well, that was a nuclear power plant, wasn't it?
I think it was. It's an old in South Carolina. But it's just the ironic thing about it. You know, this money was supposed to go to clean things up, and he's just going into this, supposed to go into his presidential library. We talked about it before. I think he's just jealous of Reagan. That's why he wants this plane. But it's not $1 billion for what? I mean, it's just our money.
No, he wants the plane because it's a flying palace, and he wants to, have something that's cooler than Epstein's plane. Epstein had a 727, which is a pretty big plane. And, and Trump only has a 757 right now, which is, smaller, I believe. And, he just wants this thing after he leaves the White House, in 3.5 years to be his very own flying palace. The horror of it is really that it's a bribe, that we had serious policy differences with Qatar. I'd put at the top of that list that they have been, one of the principal supporters of Hamas for years and years. But suddenly, if you support Hamas on the Columbia University campus, you get thrown into an ICE detention center. But if you support Hamas in Qatar and you give the president a $400 million airplane as a bribe, then suddenly you're just our best friend. Everything's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild.
Incredible. Just how many people, how many, let's say the bee population, we need bees just to keep it on radioactive quick. Just think about the bee population.
Well,
we
what
need
happens
the
when the 50-foot wasp shows up?
Something like that, from the 1950s.
Like
that's it.
Spider-Man when he was bit by the radioactive spider. Remember,
that was the premise
for the whole thing. There you go. Bill, good talking to you. Thanks for the call. Don't get stung by a radioactive wasp. You might turn into Wasp Man. I mean,
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors.
The Dade County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Bow wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
Oh.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another day of inaction in the Texas House.
There being 95 members present, a quorum is not present.
Democrats had left the state to deny Republicans a quorum in their efforts to redraw legislative maps. And Democratic Representative Chris Turner says,
this is a nationwide fight, and we want everyone in the country to understand what the stakes are. So Greg Abbott can make all the threats he wants. We're going to continue to fight.
Other Republican-controlled states are considering redistricting, including Florida, where the House Speaker said they would study it this fall. Two U.S. officials confirmed that President Trump's directed the Pentagon to prepare options for the use of military force against drug cartels designated as terrorist organizations. The Justice Department subpoenaed Attorney General of New York Letitia James over her investigations into President Trump and the NRA to see if either violated civil rights. A James spokesperson calls the subpoenas a weaponization of the justice system. This is ABC News.